Rapper Kanan has uncommon hip-hop roots. He was born in Mogadishu, Somalia, and later emigrated to Canada. His second album, called Troubadour, comes out this week. While Kanan's background sets him apart from most rappers, our critic, Robert Christgau, thinks his music is as listenable as the friendliest commercial hip-hop.
Kanan has an unusual background. He's from a distinguished family. His father an intellectual, his grandfather a poet, his aunt a famous singer. He didn't get to Canada till he was 13 in 1991, when he escaped Mogadishu with his mother and older brother. This story gives him some bragging rights. Here's a reminiscence from his first album, The Dusty Foot Philosopher. And each roadblock is set up by these gangsters, and different gangsters go by different standards. For example, the evening is a no-go, unless you want to wear a bullet like a logo. In the day, you should never take the alleyway. The only thing that validates you is the AK. They chew on chat, it's sort of like coca leaves, and ain't no police. So what's hardcore? Inspired by an Eric B. and Rakim CD mailed to him by his father, who was driving a cab in New York City, Kanan was rapping phonetically before he left Somalia or learned English. But now that he's in North America, he raps his own way. In keeping with his regional traditions, Kanan's rhythms are more straightforward than those of American hip-hop or sub-Saharan Afropop. They're often driven by Ethiopian samples that are more swing than funk. He's not shy about singing. And almost every track on his second album, Troubadour, centers around what he likes to call a song hook. Let alone in Mogadishu, it's a mastered art. If you bring the world hood to a seminar, we from the only place worse than Kandahar. Now that's kind of hard, but we still like to party in Hardy Ha. Something good happens, we say mashallah. Something bad happens, que sera sera. I close my eyes and all I can see is you dancing with me. I'm a dreamer, but I ain't the only one got problems. Mogadishu, as Kanan pronounces his home city, the only place worse than Kandahar. Now that's kind of hard. It's wordplay, pretty sharp. But that song is basically about fighting for your right to party. Kanan is admirably skillful and admirably shameless about counterbalancing the horrors of his childhood with celebratory, commercially ambitious music. So despite a few duff tracks toward the end, this album doesn't just have content. It's as catchy as the best Lil Wayne or T.I. For all kinds of reasons, starting with its Canadian, I'm not predicting Troubadour will turn Kanan into a superstar in the insular American hip-hop marketplace. But he seems more than ready to follow his own path. Like most hip-hop CDs, this one is studded with cameos. Mos Def, Damian Marley, Adam Levine of Maroon 5. But the most surprising guest on this Somali-Canadian rap album is Kirk Hammett, who plays guitar in a little band called Metallica. The song is called If Rap Gets Jealous.
The new album from Kanan is called Troubadour. Our reviewer, Robert Christgau, writes the consumer guide to CDs at MSN.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.